This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. One of the most significant pieces of legislation passed under the Pink Dome in Austin last year was something that went by the not-so-snappy moniker of House Bill 11, a sweeping law that was pitched as part of a broader $800 million border security effort. It expanded the border presence of the Texas National Guard. It green-lighted the hiring of more troopers and mandated an intelligence center to analyze crime data at the border. But it's another provision that's drawn a lawsuit that's now making headlines. The Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, better known as MALDEF, has filed suit against Texas over what's called the immigration harboring provision of House Bill 11. They're arguing that it is unconstitutional under federal law. How is that exactly? Joining us now, Lynn Rambo, a professor at Texas A&M University School of Law. You know, I raised this question about the Constitution. Let's back up for just a moment. I understand, Lynn, that the group suing here includes two landlords who say they would be hurt by this law. Do you understand what the argument is there?
Yes. The landlords say that they rent properties currently, and they do not typically inquire into the immigration status of lessees. And that is the harm that they would suffer if they had to comply with this law, is that they would have to ask lessees and would not be able to rent the properties. And or if they didn't, they could be arrested.
For harboring someone who is here without papers.
Correct.
Those who push for this law, though, say that there is a public safety function here. I mean, underlying this is an effort to crack down on human smuggling, human trafficking, and the bill charges anyone caught shielding someone who is here illegally with a felony. That sounds like a rational relationship to an important state interest, no?
Well, that purports to be the reason for the law, but it's not at all clear that laws like this are going to get to the smuggling aspect so much as they just are going to get to immigrants that are here in an undocumented status. Based on Governor Abbott's own statements, you know, the bill seems to be aimed at just simply objecting to the federal government's failure to control the situation. Huh. Texas is, for lack of a better phrase, in a state of revolt about how the federal government is handling immigration.
How is the U.S. Constitution involved here, though? I mean, is it there's no at least racial discrimination involved, right?
No, it's not an aspect of equal protection. It's an aspect of preemption under the Supremacy Clause. The way the Constitution is set up, the federal government is given certain powers, and when it acts within those powers, if the state acts as well, the federal government's law trumps. And that's called preemption. It preempts the state law on the same topic. And so the complaint in this case is that there are already federal harboring provisions, and that those are completely adequate to deal with human trafficking and the like, and that preempts the state laws that have been tried out in a variety of places. And I should add that in almost all of the places where these laws have been tried, the courts have found them preempted.
I see. So in places like Arizona and Alabama, we're talking about, I think, South Carolina, a couple of others, all found unconstitutional. Have any been upheld, to your knowledge?
There has been a law, Keller versus City of Fremont in the Eighth Circuit, upheld one of these laws, upheld an occupancy licensing law, but that's about the only one.
Is it possible that you might have a split that could eventually wind up being before the U.S. Supreme Court at some point?
Absolutely. In fact, you already have one. It's enough of a split, even if you only have one versus all the others, that's sufficient for it to go to the Supreme Court.
Lynn Rambo is a professor at Texas A&M University School of Law in Fort Worth. Professor Rambo, thank you very much.
Thank you.